Stop 12 is the wooden footbridge. Use the 36-foot-long railing on the left as a guide along the bridge. Find a comfortable spot anywhere along the railing and stop to hear a brief history of this land.
People have lived near Indian Brook probably for as long as humans have inhabited the area. Native Americans lived here because fresh water was plentiful and the brook and marsh provided a bountiful source of food. They paddled along Indian Brook to the Charles River, their highway system to Boston Harbor. The first gristmill in Natick was built on the Charles River, commissioned by Native people and constructed in 1697 by a settler, Thomas Sawin. Over the years, another gristmill and sawmill were powered by the waters of Indian Brook. The land on the other side of the brook and marsh used to be a dairy farm. The land on this side was once a truck farm. The farmers grew vegetables that they trucked into Boston to sell. On the right, between the bridge and the marsh, lie the rusted remnants of the pump and some of the piping used to irrigate the crops. Broadmoor is rich in both human and natural history.
This concludes the interpretive portion of the Multisensory Trail Guide to Broadmoor in Autumn. In a minute, we'll direct you back to the Nature Center. We hope you have enjoyed our tour. For directions back to the Nature Center, enter 13 now.